Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's show is part of our classics collection. It's a series of select rebroadcasts. It's hard to get away from it. You know, it's not that it's something we want to get away from. What I mean is, you know, it's something that we all love in one way or another. I'm talking about sports, you know, competition, the drama, the setbacks, the comebacks, championships, well, you name it. In this classic, we have a basketball player who now delivers God's hope to people. I want you to take this time, open up your heart to listen to our featured guest today, a basketball player indeed, tall man, but a man with a tall order to serve the Lord and to serve people. Enjoy. He was an honorable mention academic All-American in basketball. He worked in the business world at IBM and in other management positions. He even taught high school for a number of years. Now, Mark Cahill is a best-selling author. He speaks to thousands each year at conferences, camps, retreats, radio and TV shows. He travels extensively, and he's here with us today. It's a privilege for us. Mark, welcome to our show.
Hey, Pastor Danny, thank you very much. This is my first time to the islands, and I've just had a blessed time. I've only been here a couple of days, and I'll be here a few more days preaching at some churches and stuff. But mm-hmm. I think the best part being here so far is I've met a lot of lost people here, and I've just had some fascinating conversations with people because people are looking for hope.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
in a world where the stock market's not giving them hope, you know, and we have the wars going on in Iran and Afghanistan and Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you know, people are working and not working. People searching right now. And,
yeah.
and the beautiful time is when people are searching is they're looking for direction. And if there's one thing that a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ has, we have direction. We mm-hmm. have the hope that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's amazing because you just quoted Ephesians 4:11, and I love that verse about evangelists and prophets and teachers. But I always tell people, read verse 12, and verse 12 says, for the equipping and the perfecting
yes,
of the
yes,
saints.
Yes.
And so, like when I speak at the churches here, we're doing a big training conference Saturday. We equip the church to share their faith, but as I remind people, we're all called to evangelize.
Mm-hmm.
Every one
mm-hmm.
of us is called to share of it. There's some evangelists that equip and challenge the church.
Right.
But when all the believers start getting out and sharing their faith in Jesus Christ, my, the light that's going to shine on this island and off this island into so many lives, people just don't understand the power we've got in the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And we even got an email, just checking my phone, I got an email from someone that heard me speak last night that has already been out there witnessing. They've already seen somebody repent of their sins and become born again on the streets just because they were being obedient to God to do that.
Yeah.
So that's what we love to see is more loving Christians here on the islands boldly sharing their faith in Jesus Christ. And mm-hmm. the impact they're going to make is going to be fascinating.
Well, you know, you have we talk, everyone has a story. Everyone has a unique story. And you have a very special story. You play basketball. And when I first saw you come in the studio, I had to crane my neck upwards because of your incredible height. You played basketball at Auburn in the 80s. Was there someone or someone's that we might even know about today?
Well, the neat thing is when I was a young man, you know, I wanted to follow my God of basketball because I was not a religious man. I grew up Catholic, but not really much of.
Mm-hmm.
And Auburn University, you know, gave me a 4-year college basketball scholarship. And my mama said one day, I said, well, Mark, why don't you take that? Meaning they were going to pay for all of college and mom and dad didn't have to worry about that bill or anything. And I said, okay, mom, I think I'll take it. Well, when I got there, my sophomore year, we signed some new people. And one of the people that signed at Auburn was a guy by the name of Charles Barkley, which most people know is one of just an amazing basketball player. But he does, you know, TNT television and all that now and stuff. And actually, Charles and I became very, very good friends. And the reason is because we both had an appreciation of something that the other person could do that we couldn't do. So me, I was playing college basketball at Division I level, Danny, at the same time carrying a 3.9 GPA at the same time. And Charles couldn't believe, how do you play at this level basketball but also be able to keep your grades up that high? I was amazed that a dude that chunky, that big, we put him on a scale one day, Danny, 303 pounds, okay, jumping over people, dunking on people, and just an amazing athlete. I was like, how do you do that at your size? So we had an appreciation of each other. So we just hit it off. We wound up being roommates on road trips a lot, and just struck up a very good friendship that began back in the college days.
Does that continue?
Yes, it does, actually. And I just saw Charles recently. His grandmother died. And so I know his family very well from Birmingham, Alabama. So I'm back for the funeral, and, you know, we spent the whole day together, and I just recently wrote him a letter, and I said, Charles, I said, in the last year, you've had three relatives die in the last year, and Charles grew up in church, so he knows all the right answers, but remember to everyone listening in the audience that knowing the right answers is very, very different than obeying what God says to do and repenting and believing, and just because you grow up in church doesn't mean you go to heaven. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. And so I said, Charles, I said, you've had three relatives die. Manute Bol, the famous basketball player, just died recently, and they're the same age. And I wrote a nice, long, handwritten letter to Charles out in Phoenix. And Charles, you got to get serious about this because you have to get ready for Judgment Day. And one thing I tell Charles, I've told him to his face before, Danny, I just pointed at his chest. I said, Charles, I love hanging out with you here. And then I pointed towards heaven. And I said, Charles, but I want to hang out with you there. Here is such a short snippet of time. We've been out of college 25 years now or something, you know, and it goes so fast. But I want eternal friends. And so if you want eternal friends, you invite your friends to heaven with you. And so Charles and I have had very good, strong talks about God and Jesus Christ and what matters. And so I just don't want to care about someone in a physical way but not care about them in a spiritual way as well. Yes. So, no, we actually continue the friendship,
Wow. You know, one of the things I think about when it comes to evangelism, an evangelist is, you know, we can talk around the subject all day long. We can know the best ways to do it, the best resources to use. But Mark, you're doing it, man. You're doing it. It's part of your life. You're doing it on a daily basis, whether it's a famous person like Charles Barkley or someone that may not be as well known. Now, your first book, One Thing You Can't Do in Heaven. Now, it's impacted a lot of people. How did you get inspired to write that book?
Danny, that's a great question. And actually, how I got inspired was two men of God threatened me to write a book. I mean, threatened me. I'm not sure if that's biblical. I have to study the scriptures more. But they basically threatened me. And they said, you have too much good teaching. You have too many good stories.
Okay.
We've got to get this in people's hands. But what was funny was I made, I think it was four B's in college. And if I remember correctly, they were all in English. And I'm not a writer.
Especially for a 3.9 student. I mean, that's devastating to get a B, you know what I mean?
Don't make me cry, Ben. And I mean, it was just, you know, but that was my God. I had to be that perfect person. And of course, I wasn't even close to it, you know. So that was God, again, taking my gods out of the way to leave me with him at the end of the whole thing. And so I don't like to write. I just don't enjoy it. I'm more of a speaker type person. But I said that to a friend. He said, you need to write a book. And I just said, you know, I said, I don't like to write. Made four B's in college, all in English. And I felt this person in Los Angeles. We're on the phone. I could feel him sit up in his chair and speak very strong at me. He said, Mark, if God wants to pull a book through you, he'll pull a book through you. You need to start writing a book. He said, take your talks, take each one, make it a chapter. I'll help you do it. And that was how the whole process began, Danny. And now between the two books this month, we now have over a million copies between the two, all across the world.
Different languages, 10 to 12
different languages. I mean,
wow.
Some guy took 1,000 copies of One Thing You Can't Do in Heaven in Spanish, took him into Mexico, got them into 1,000 pastors' hands. The pastors read them, started moving through their churches. Now they want a bunch more to get into the churches.
Wow.
And it all began with someone who said, I don't want to write a book. And then God took it through that and did that.
Well, you know, and when it takes on those exponential levels, those explosive, expansive mm-hmm. growth movements, you know it's the hand of God.
Danny,
I
was advertising for the book. And one time I was buying, I think it was a $4,000 ad in some magazine that put me on a shelf in some store for mm-hmm. X amount of
mm-hmm.
weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat back and I said, wait a minute. I'd rather take that $4,000 and give it to a homeless shelter. I'd rather give that to a missionary who's doing street work for the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I love to bless people. I said, what are you doing? You don't see Paul advertising his books or his letters, nothing like that, or Peter. So I took the money, I gave it to Christian causes, and I said, God, those are your books. Do whatever you want to with
mm-hmm.
them. When I finally stepped back is when those books just began to take off and roll like crazy.
Now, Mark Cahill's book, One Thing You Can't Do in Heaven, that was his first book. He has another one that's come out, and it's called One Heartbeat Away, Your Journey into Eternity. And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about how this book came to be. You got a little bit of a taste of where Mark has been and what he's been doing. But we'll go into more depth. And I believe that as we look into what God is saying through him, even in this book, it's going to touch your heart. It's going to move you because God loves you. So stay with us. We'll be right back with our very special guest today, Mark Cahill. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Life can be so complicated, and that's why it's so good to hear someone who's focused, someone who lives their life with clarity. It's refreshing. And today our featured guest is bringing that refreshment to us. You're listening to a special rebroadcast program. It's part of the Classics Collection of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. In fact, to find out more about our show and other resources that you can use and pass on to others, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And to find out more, how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Click the Get to Know Jesus tab. And if you want to join in and be a partner with us, go ahead and click the Partners tab. Now, here's more with our featured guest, Mark Cahill. Mark is a best-selling author. He's a renowned speaker. He's had quite an experience as an athlete playing Division I basketball for Auburn University among some very famous other famous athletes, even NBA athletes that you and I would know as household names today. Mark can be... you can find out more information about Mark at markcahill.org. That's, of course, one word, Mark Cahill, C-A-H-I-L-L, markcahill.org. More information about him and his ministry and his conference speaking ministry, his writing ministry. He's written books that we're going to talk about it, but the books are just spreading explosively. There's over 1 million copies in print already. The book we're talking about today is called One Heartbeat Away, Your Journey into Eternity. This is actually his second book. You know, Mark, you write with a depth of research, a level of clarity. It's a teaching gift, as far as I'm concerned. Makes spiritual truths easy to grasp. You use a lot of stories, very relatable. What is the most pressing message that you feel people need to hear today?
That's a good question. What's interesting, Danny, is I used to be a school teacher, so I taught 8th, 9th, and 10th grade mm-hmm. was the ages I taught. And I just love that age group. But when you're speaking to young people, you have to give good, strong, biblical truth. But in very good, simple form so they can begin to understand the concepts and do that. And that's actually what happened when I wrote, is I go through a lot of the biblical truths, but they're just, as people tell me, just written in such a simple, basic, strong way, anybody can get it. We get emails from middle schoolers who read those books up to 80-year-olds who read those books and say, I get it now. I get it. So it was God in his graciousness when I was a school teacher back in the day was kind of training me up how I was going to write one day and do that. Now, I didn't write that way. It just kind of came out that mm-hmm. way and did that. So the main message that I'm getting, especially from lost people, because I talk with lost people all the time, and you see the same thing with the life of Jesus Christ. He's talking with the woman at the well, the rich young ruler. He's talking with, Caiaphas and all the other people. He's spending time with lost people. And so that's a good check for all of us Christians who are listening.
And he does it at all various levels of society, too.
Oh, he's... Who's ever in front of him, think about for a second, if none of us here or some of us here don't have lost friends that we're investing with Jesus Christ. I mean, 83% of all the witness encounters in the gospel were to complete total strangers. They walked up to a total stranger at Hawaii Pacific or University of Hawaii or Waikiki Beach and got into a conversation. So we go talk to strangers and do that. But what's interesting, as you talk with them, I have found from lost people, Danny, they have great questions, okay? The answer is we as Christians have the answers to those questions, okay? Mm-hmm. And just like flying in, I sat next to a World War II veteran, 85-year-old gentleman, and Dr. Will, and we were chatting on the plane, and one of us questioned, how could there be a God if, and then just fill in whatever blank you want to fill in, and that's mm-hmm. one of the big questions we get out there. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, our God is an awesome God. He's a forgiving God. And because of sin, the wages of sin is death. And he saw so much death in World War II. It just made him walk away from God. He grew up in a church home, mm-hmm. and he's more agnostic mm-hmm. now.
Okay.
But I said, it's not that it was a bomb that killed those people. It's because I'm a sinner. I'm going to die. I will die because of my sin. The question is, where am I going to go? after I die. Mm-hmm. It really resonated with him because we're all going to die, whether it's a car accident, prostate cancer, a tsunami, whatever, we're all going to die. Question is, where do I go after that? All right. Well, this morning, I'm having breakfast on the beach at my hotel. Sure enough, here comes Dr. Will and his wife walking down the beach this morning. He wasn't with his wife on the plane flight 2 days ago. She comes a week early than he does. And he says, Mark, and we had this amazing follow-up to our conversation on the flight 2 days ago at 8-something this morning on a beach here in Waikiki, and we continued the conversation. I talked to him about being born again because I wanted to see him in heaven one day and do that. So the thing I'm noticing is when I talk to lost people, they have great, great questions, Danny. But we as Christians, because of our Bibles and this book helps a lot of people out, we have great, great answers to their questions.
It's the book One Heartbeat Away, Your Journey into Eternity. How can someone get a hold of this?
Well, this book here, if anyone's listening and you're not born again and saved, we, as the ministry of Mark Cahill Ministries, we love to bless people. We will bless people all that we can. We actually set up a website called oneheartbeataway.org, O-R-G. So it's One Heartbeat, the word written out, H-A-R-T, beat, B-A-T, A-W-A-Y.org, O-R-G. And anyone who's a non-believer can just go on there, drop your address in there, and we'll send you a free book. We'll mail it to you first class and do that. We've given out over 7,000 free copies off that website. We've spent upwards of $40,000 to bless people who have these questions because we as Christians need to be givers. We need to set the standard to do that. And then for any Christians here who want to give these away, markcahill.org, O-R-G. Don't go to markcahill.com. It's an atheist in Germany who doesn't like me. He gets a lot of emails for me, and we thought he might finally get mad and give us the website, but he still has the website, so don't go there.
You know, I was going to ask you, you got org, you got .com.
We wanted it, but this guy won't give it up, and he's an interesting guy. And but if you go to markcahill.org, you can actually we don't charge for product on the website. It's just donation only. You order what you want. You pay what you want. We just have a real trusting of the Lord to do that. And so actually we get people get cases of those and give them out to their relatives at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Their businesses give them out, just hand them out to people. We've heard the craziest of stories from people who've read that book where someone just gave them a copy and they read it and God just grabbed their heart and did
that.
What
an amazing tool, you know. I think that's something that we need more of. But we also need, see, here's the thing. I think people are looking for tools, yes, but they want something that works. You know, you can give a whole bunch of stuff out. Sometimes you can give something out, it could actually, from a social standpoint, it could discredit you. You give something away that has substance to it, that's relatable, connectable.
Right.
Yeah.
Danny, anybody can teach someone how to shoot a basketball. But not everybody can teach them how to do it correctly, because anyone can teach you how to shoot a basketball. But can you do it the right way where that ball is going to go in the goal? And I think that's very important. And I spend my time talking to lost people. And so that's where I cut my teeth at. And the One Heartbeat Away book, it actually is the answers to the questions they've got. How do you prove a God? What about creation evolution? One of the biggest things at your colleges here, these kids get hammered with evolution. But how do you do the creation side? I've actually had a college professor email me after reading that book, and she was an evolutionist who gave up evolution after reading the first two chapters of that book, became a creationist, got saved, and now she's at a college sharing her faith all the time, a professor who read that book that someone had given it to her. We show you how to prove the Bible true, but very readable, tons of stories. In that book, I got to witness to an atheist, Vanilla Ice is in that book, Magic Johnson, Terrell Owens. Tiger Woods is in that book, got to witness to him one time as well. So all the stories give it a real good flow to the book. We actually get emails from people, I hate to read, I like your books, and because it has got a nice, fun flow to it. God's been gracious how he put a good flow to the book.
You know, what? Another thing that I'm seeing, and I think this applies to all of us, you know, everyone has a story. We talked about that. And everyone also has, we could call it a platform, a network, a level of influence that we have in the lives of other people. And what you've done is surrendered to God your life so that God could use you to connect with people that are athletes that can hear you. Not everybody can hear each other.
Right.
But they can hear your voice, the Charles Barkleys, the Tiger Woods, you know, Did you say vanilla ice?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you're able to do that. And I think it's an encouragement for all of us.
Right.
Mark, you know, makes me ask, okay, who is it that God has put me, you know, in front of or around? Okay, that's my point of connection and influence.
You make such a good point, because people will tell me, you know, hey, if Michael Jordan got saved or Charles Barkley got saved, look at the people they could reach. I said, no. I said, look at if you got saved and you
That's
got
great.
Radical for Jesus Christ.
That's great.
Look who you could reach for Jesus Christ. Who was Peter? He was a fisherman. He was just fishing. He's grabbing fish and selling fish and making money. But he became Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, who served the Lord Jesus mm-hmm. Christ, who it says that he was crucified upside down on a cross because he didn't want to die the same way Jesus Christ did. He was so bold and passionate for God. He was a fisherman. But God can use any, you get put in the hand of God. I told the church last night, it's not ability, it's availability.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm available to God to be used, my goodness, he will take you on a journey you can't even imagine. I have people say, man, I want you to witness to my friend. I said, no, that's your friend. You've already built the friendship. They need to hear from you, because that's your circle of influence. So think about what you said. If each one of us reach our own circles of people we run into, all these circles will connect at some point.
At some point.
And then we've reached everybody that we're supposed to reach for Jesus Christ.
His book is One Heartbeat Away, A Journey into Eternity. Mark Cahill, a best-selling author, this book, over 500,000 copies in print. When we come back from our break, we're going to get even deeper. Talk some real heart-to-heart stuff. Stuff like the Great Recession that we're all right in the middle of. You know, people are still losing jobs. People still can't find jobs. And all this is occurring during a time of war. It's affecting families. It's affecting so many. How do we relate these important biblical truths to the realities that people face today? When we come back, Mark Cahill is going to share some insights with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Hear me calling. You're
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It could be a financial crisis. It could be a relational crisis. What about health crisis? Family crisis? We can all relate. But what about hope in times of crisis? That's what we're all about here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And you're listening today to a special rebroadcast as part of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and this is called our Classics Collection. To find out more about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, and you can receive our ministry resources and also discover, as you hear our guest today, talking about having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's take in more of The Good Life with Mark Cahill. We've been privileged to have a best-selling author in studio with us today. His newest book is called One Heartbeat Away, Your Journey into Eternity. Mark can be reached, markcahill.org. You can reach him there. And also, you can access his resources, his books. I mean, it's an incredible way. It's really, it's contrary to how most people think or feel. Even from a business mindset, it may not make financial sense, but it makes God's kingdom style sense in the way that you guys have set it up. You're willing to give it away. You're taking donations as people feel led to give, and God is expanding and exploding the reach of what God has put, you know, given you to write in this book.
You look at Jesus Christ, who could take the fishes and the loaves and feed 5,000 and 7,000 people. Yeah. But someone gave him the fishes and the loaves, then he multiplied it from there and did that. The problem is, in light of ministry, Danny, we're trying to take our business acumen first into it instead of, no, I'm a minister first. Mm-hmm. What am I going to, I'm going to stand in front of God, and someone had, I have a $15 price tag on my book, but they only had $5 and I wouldn't give them the book. I mean, how am I going to stand in front of God by doing that? So we just erase the whole thing out. You order what you want, you pay what you want. And we trust the Lord to do that. And every time we reprint a book, Danny, it's anywhere between $20,000 and $30,000 every time we reprint a book. And I'm just going to be honest: every time we do it, we've got the money for it because God is more than faithful. The question we're going to wrestle with today is: is Mark going to be faithful?
Yeah.
He's more than faithful to do that. Yes. But here's the other great thing: when lost people see that, they flip out because they've seen too much of Christianity trying to get the money out of your pocket into their pocket. Mm-hmm. And when they see the giving aspect, I was on a stage in South Dakota speaking. Crazy rainstorm came through before I got up to speak. By the time I got up to speak, the kids out there were wet, cold, muddy. It was ugly. I got up to speak. I had one book at the time. Got up, gave my little short talk, and I said, anybody, because you put up with the rain today, anybody that wants a book, you can go walk back to the table. I'm going to give you a free copy today. I said, only stipulations, you have to read it. Okay, it's only stipulation, but I just want to bless you putting up all this. I prayed and walked off the stage. I walk in the audience, and some friends of mine are out there, so we're talking. I look about 10 feet away, and there's this big, big man standing. He's just staring at me and staring. I could tell he wanted to talk, but he wouldn't walk up. So I told my friends, I'll be right back. So I walk up to the man. I said, hey, how you doing? He said, good. I said, can I help you? He said, yeah, I want to ask you a question. I said, all right. He said, I'm from Columbia. And in my town in Columbia, there's one evangelical church in my town. And he said, the pastor, all he wants is money, money, money. Okay? He said, he takes our money and then sent his kids off to private school. Okay? He said, I now moved here to America. And I turn on your Christian television. And all I see people wanting is money, 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 with 1-800 numbers crawling across the screen. Give me your money, money, money. He said, you stood on that stage and you just gave all those kids and any adult here a copy of your book? I said, yeah. He said, it's not about money with you, is it? I said, no, sir, it's not. And we just had the most fascinating talk about truly giving, because Jesus gave his life for us, too, and we're supposed to give the gospel away. And I thought later, Danny, is it possible that God just had the rainstorm come through and the cold weather come through, just knowing on stage he would touch my heart to give all those people something free So one man from Colombia could see how true Christianity is lived out by giving and blessing people. I'll even give someone, I had a lady on the elevator today, I gave her a free copy of One Heartbeat Away. She finally said, I don't have any money with me right now. She was just going down for breakfast. Oh, no, ma'am, that's a blessing. We're Christians. We bless people and do that. And we need to set the standard as believers and do that. And we especially need to do that on the mainland, but here in Hawaii as well.
We talk about money, and it's good that we talk about money. And in the context that we're talking about it now, because especially in times of dire need, people are in extreme periods of constraint. I recently heard one in seven in America are going hungry. One in seven households in America are going hungry. Who would have ever thought in the 21st century that something like that would happen? But Mark, you know, in One Heartbeat Away, you know, you bring up some very good. It's a great book for somebody who might not even know how to answer some tough questions. And there's a lot of us like that. You know, we might shy away. Well, you can always give a book and give something of substance that could connect and that they could get something out of. And this is a great tool to use, but it's also a great teaching tool. You and I can learn a few things just by reading it. But we're in the Great Recession. All this is occurring during a time of war. We're going on a decade of war now. And it's just had, you know, effects, domino effects that continue, and it begins to escalate. How would you relate biblical truths of the gospel? The Lord Jesus Christ, his love for humanity, to someone in a situation like that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Danny. We as believers always have to go with what the Bible says. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5, to be thankful in all circumstances. And all means all. It means when I have abundance or if I don't even have a job. It means if I have food on the table or if I'm wondering where my next meal is going to come from. My Bible says to be thankful in all circumstances. That's one of the first things I have to wrestle with. It also says, I was just reading the other day in Matthew, that Jesus said, you shall always have the poor with you. Okay, you just talked about one out of seven families, not food or below the poverty level or whatever. Remember, poor is not a bad thing, because what poor does is works on the heart of all the other people, okay, to bless and give to these other people and bless them. But if everyone had the same income on planet Earth and everyone had the same food in the refrigerator and everyone had the same car in their driveway, I wouldn't care about the person down the street, even in the littles bit, because he's got the same thing that I've got. So that actually works on the hearts of people to teach, especially us as believers, to be givers and blessers to people, all right? So if I'm thankful in all circumstances, wars and rumors of wars you just mentioned, that's Matthew 24. And so my Bible says all these events are going to occur before the end of days. Now, what's interesting is when you talk with lost people, they're wondering, what's going on? The stock market's all over the place. The unemployment is crazy back on the mainland. People are losing their money, and their IRA accounts have all just disappeared and stuff like that. What's going on? Well, I know what's going on. We're a day closer to Jesus Christ coming back than we were yesterday. I don't know how close. I don't want to know how close. I just know we're closer. And everyone I talk to is another step closer to death. Okay, but my Bible also says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet loses his soul? And sometimes we think a full bank account would solve all my problems, when actually most wealthy people I talk to have more problems because they have the money. And who wants it? Instead of us just, I met a guy on the other day on the train at the Pittsburgh airport. Hey, how you doing? What do you do? I said, I'm retired. I said, you're too young. He was in his early 40s. He said, oh, I sold a couple of my businesses. I said, how much you sell them for? He said, well, the first business I sold for $500 million. The second business I sold for $4.5 billion. Okay. So my next question was, sir, what's the worst part of having money? I didn't ask what was the best part. What was the worst part? He looked at me and he said, Bernie Madoff. I said, what do you mean? He said, I'm always worried who's going to take my money. Who's going to scam me to try to get my money? What's interesting is when you don't have money, you never worry about that. It's not an issue you ever worry about who's going to take it if you don't have it. Now, as ministers, how we protect ourselves and what we do in our ministry is we take our money and give it away. We give it and bless people. We're helping people with rent right now and lights and food on the table. We're blessing people. That way money can't get a hook in me as a believer. You just release it, and then it has no big thing to you to do that. So, again, all these things, my Bible says, be thankful for all circumstances. I'm telling you right now, I just had lunch with a friend of mine yesterday here on this in the islands, and we talked about how open people are for the gospel right now because they don't know what's going on, and we do know what's going on. So, actually, all these tough times are opening up people's hearts for great conversations right now about Jesus Christ.
In chapter 12 of your book, this book here, One Heartbeat Away, you titled that chapter, Tick, Tick, Tick. Tell us about that.
Well, one thing I challenge people with, Danny, is time and how quickly time can go by. Like a lot of times when I preach, I was preaching last night, and I'll snap my fingers and tell people every second two people die. By the time you put your head on your pillow tonight, another 150,000 people have taken their last breath and walked off from eternity, heaven or hell as we speak, and how quickly time goes. And we don't think that way. We always, you know, when I get older, you know, when I retire, I'm going to get serious about this, you know. I can't wait to, you know, retire and then buy my house in Hawaii, and then I'll be all this. Well, wait a minute. My Bible says today's the day of salvation. Because I ask people all the time when I'm witnessing to them, I said, can I ask you a tough question? One guy said one time, he said, you already asked me a bunch of tough questions. I said, no, this is a real tough one. He said, okay. I said, can you guarantee me you're going to wake up tomorrow morning? He looked at me, he said, no. I said, no. That's why the Bible says today is the day of salvation. We always have these plans we think we're going to do in the future. But one day, as I wrote in the book, that death is going to show up on your day planner. Mm-hmm. But unless you commit suicide, you don't write it in. Mm-hmm. But it's going to show up one day on my day planner. I'm walking out of this place. But where am I going when I walk out? And actually, we wrote a very interesting thing in there. And I told people, young or old, and your audience will like this, young or old isn't determined how old you are. Young or old is determined on when you die. So if you're 17 and you're going to die at 70, you're a very young person. Got all these years ahead of you. But if you're 17 and you're going to die a week from now, you're actually a very old person. See, we think old is walkers, wheelchairs, nursing homes, white hair, gray hair. Not necessarily, because if it's a young person dying a week from now, if you die a week from now, actually we're very old people if we die a week from now. But what am I doing with my time? Because one day the clock hits zero, just like in a basketball game, and as it starts clicking towards zero, every listener here, our clocks are ticking. They're ticking, ticking, and one day it's going to hit zero. But the question is, when we go through that chapter, is none of us know how much time we have left on the clock. So as a lost person, if you're listening to this radio station, the Bible is very explicit to repent of your sins and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ for your forgiveness, that all of us has broken his commands. One lie makes me a liar. Stealing one thing makes me a thief. And it hit me one day as I read the scriptures, Danny, liars and thieves don't go to heaven. But forgiven liars and thieves go to heaven every single day because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. That's the graciousness of Christ to do that. But for the believers listening, your clock's ticking too. You don't have much time left maybe to do the Lord's work, to reach that next door neighbor for Jesus Christ, to hand out a One Heartbeat Away book to every one of your coworkers. And we've had people actually do that. To go to Waikiki Beach and just witness to some foreigners who come here. I've met so many people from other countries that come to your beautiful state here. But then you can reach the world for Jesus Christ by just staying home and reach all these people with the gospel and stuff.
And, you know, Hawaii is such a close place and people love to, well, we love to eat here in the islands. I'm sure it's like that everywhere, but we like to think that it's a special, especially here. There's a lot of good food and fellowship, a mixed, that we call it the melting pot. It really is, you know, melting pot of cultures. We blend together, particularly during the holiday seasons. But it could be any seasons. It could be a Waikiki. It could be somebody at work. It could be your family member or friend, somebody that you've known all your life, you know, and the Lord may, even through this time, allow you to have the light in your heart shine even more brightly because you're reminded of, the clock is ticking. And what about my auntie? What about my cousin? I'm going to see him soon because we normally get together during these gatherings. I'm going to use this opportunity to share the love of Christ with them, to witness, to share with them how much God loves them. When we come back, we're going to talk more. I mean, this is just getting better and better, Mark. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us amidst your busy schedule. We do live in a pluralistic society. People have so many choices. Choices of ice cream? All kinds. 31 flavors maybe? Maybe more? But all kinds of choices on religions too. Someone may be wondering, how do I know which one is true? Do I just go with the one that feels right to me? Well, when we come back, Mark Cahill will talk with us about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A slice of the good life, 90 seconds of refreshing hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
I'm so glad that you're with us today. This is a special rebroadcast presented by The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. It's part of our classics collection. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and we're providing a connection with stories of faith and life from our featured guests. And if you're asking, how can I have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Well, visit thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the Get to Know Jesus tab, and we have more resources there for you. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Now, here's some final thoughts with Mark Cahill. Mark Cahill is the author of a best-selling book, One Heartbeat Away, Your Journey into Eternity. It's been used widely. His books have been translated into, I think, about 12 different languages, and it's just continuing to grow and expand. During our break, we were just talking, you know, sometimes I like to let you in on some of the backstory of what we talk about during our breaks. We don't, because of time, I'm not able to share all of it, but sometimes I wish we were taping anyway, because sometimes we get some good stuff. Well, I'm going to share with you a little bit. You remember earlier on in the show, he mentioned he went through a smattering of well-known, notable names of people that the Lord has opened a door for him to witness to. So I said, hey, so how did it go with Tiger Woods? And, why don't you just take it from there, Mark?
Well, a lot of the stories in the One Heartbeat Away book, mm-hmm. but you can't put everything about a story in a book, because you don't want to, for one, because you would never want to embarrass anybody or anything like that. So there's a lot of neat stuff in the book. But what was interesting was I just had a heart to witness to him, Danny. He was so heavy on my heart a few years ago that I was praying for a chance to talk to him about God and Jesus Christ. And I prayed from like every day for 30 days. Next thing you know, I'm in Orlando, Florida, speaking at some event, and a guy told me, he said, you do know that the mayor of the town I was in, he wasn't at this thing because he was going up to a commercial shoot for Nike up in Orlando, and Charles Barkley and Tiger were doing a commercial shoot for Nike. I said, you're kidding me. Well, I didn't have Barkley's number with me. I had left it in Atlanta, and so I just prayed. I said, God, if you want me there, get me up there. So I drove up to this place, and there's all this security and stuff. And I tell part of the story in the book is that God got me through all the security. Next thing I know, I'm standing right next to Charles in this event. And then at the end, people were coming up for autographs and things with Tiger and everything. And one thing I do with celebrities is I never ask for autographs, never ask for pictures, because people are always taking from them. Can I get some tickets, sir? You know, no, we're Christians. We're givers. We bless you with a conversation. We bless you with a free book. We bless you with a hug and just encouraging words or something like that. We're not takers as Christians, and we shouldn't be that way. But as I walked up to him, everyone just kind of walked away. It's like God parted the Red Sea, and Tiger was standing there. And just so the audience knows, yes, I was nervous. I get nervous a lot when I'm out there witnessing. But one thing we teach people is just make sure you let your love of God trump your fear of man. That's we all have the fear of man, but let your love of God trump your fear of man. Yeah. And he can use you in just great ways. And I said, Tiger, you know, I always wanted to ask you a question. We started walking. He said, go for it. I said, Tiger, I said, when you die, I said, what do you think's on the other side? What do you think's out there when you walk out of here? And Danny, he literally stopped dead square in his tracks, stared at me and said, I don't know. And all of a sudden we just began to talk, and we started talking about heaven and hell. And I told a story of Charles Barkley's younger brother had a near-death experience, but he didn't get white lights and tunnels. He got the hell experience, and we talk about it in that book, where he actually saw a lake of fire where he could feel the heat from, and Tiger's eyes got just huge when he heard the story. So I just began to walk him through the Ten Commandments. Ever told a lie before? I said, what's it make you? He said, a liar. Ever stole something before? He said, and I was about to say, what does that make you? But he took a half step back. I could see his face contort just a little bit. He took a half step back. He wanted to get out of the conversation because the Bible says that the law is written on your heart. And his heart had the law written on that. And so I just answered the question for him. I said, you know, it makes all of us a thief. And all of a sudden he just stopped and stayed in the conversation. And ever lusted in your heart before? He said, yeah. And I said, that's the same as committing adultery. I said, ever been angry with somebody? He said, yeah. And Jesus said, the same as committing murder in the Beatitudes. I said, Tiger, you just told me by God's standard to be a liar, a thief, an adulterer, and a murderer. I said, would you be guilty or not guilty in front of God? And he said, guilty. Would that mean heaven or would that mean hell? And he said, hell. And all of a sudden, when you get to the good stuff now, repentance and Jesus Christ, we got cut off at this commercial shoot and I had to walk away. But God in his graciousness.
Did all that?
It was about 10 to 12 minutes. We had a really good talk. He had good eye contact. You know, the whole time he was looking in my eyes, he would never look away. And you could see his heart was opening up and chatting.
See the Holy Spirit working.
Oh, definitely. Moving. Definitely. Because there was no one else around. We're not filming nothing. We're just talking. And, well, we had to stop because the commercial shoot was going to go for Tiger to continue. And Barkley was leaving, so I was actually going to leave. Well, I ended up getting stopped before I get to the good stuff. But I love my Bible, and I love the Word of God. And in 1 Corinthians 3, it says, Paul planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. Within 1 week after that, three different people who found out about the story when I got to witness to Tiger got to finish up the next week and talk about repentance and the cross of Jesus Christ and the crucifixion. So we know of actually people on the tour that have been witnessing the Tiger. And so just exciting. So you folks out there that care about a soul, pray for him. But if you ever meet him, don't ask for an autograph. Ask a question instead. Much more fun.
You know, and don't feel like you got to do it all if the time doesn't allow. I mean, God is orchestrating. Don't you think, Mark? God is orchestrating something. Right. We get to be a part of it. But he's got people that he can send in, you know, later, like your friends.
Remember Ephesians 4, it says, speak the truth in love. So whether I speak to Tiger for 1 minute, 12 minutes, or 2 hours, I want to make sure I do it in love. And then when he brings the next one in love and the next one in love, they'll begin to see that. Beautiful. And it goes right with our words into that.
Now, we live in a pluralistic society. It's pluralistic even when we choose ice cream. Before it was what? Well, Neapolitan, the three flavors, that was a big deal at one point, right? Now you've got all kinds of flavors. I think we got more than 31 flavors. Wasn't Baskin and Robbins 31 flavors a big deal? Now it's just, it's gone bonkers. But when it comes to religion and faith, people have all kinds of choices too. And people today, I mean, they wonder which one is the right one. I mean, you have a Christian faith. Someone else has a faith, Buddhist faith, Islam. I mean, and go on and on. And there are all these forms of faith that kind of develop out of the main one. So how do we know that Christianity is the truth?
Great question. I just got an email yesterday from a guy who came to the conclusion. He said, I do believe there's a God, but I just don't know if Christianity is true or Islam is true. And that was the email I just got yesterday. I was sitting on a plane flight with a gentleman, a professor, and early in the conversation, he said, sir, he said, you're not going to be one of those narrow-minded bigots, are you, that's going to tell me Jesus Christ is the only way to get to heaven, are you? Okay, and you could just feel the tension rise in the airplane. Yeah, yeah. So I said, sir, question for you. He said, okay. I said, could the whole world fit through Jesus and get to heaven? I said, could the whole world fit through Jesus and get to heaven? He said, yes. And I said, if the whole world can fit through Jesus and get to heaven, it can't be too narrow of a way. I said, sir, it can only be too narrow of a way for you, because you don't want to choose his path to do that. So actually in the book, One Heartbeat Away, we talk about how to prove the Bible true. And it's the only book with all the prophecies that predict the future at 100% accuracy. So we know the book is true. And then once we know the book is true, my sin says I'm not right with God. And that's why I need Jesus Christ to do it.
This has been a special rebroadcast, a previously recorded show featuring Mark Cahill. And if you'd like to learn more about our show or need prayer or want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I also have a list of partner churches as well as partner businesses who are able to help meet your needs. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 10 says, now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Mark Cahill. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me.
Great words of insight. This has been a special rebroadcast of a previously recorded show featuring Mark Cahill. If you'd like to learn more about our show or need prayer or want to find out what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I also have a list of partner churches as well as partner businesses who are able to help meet your needs. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 says, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Mark Cahill. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.